You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A young refugee family from Afghanistan have left their home in Auckland after facing verbal abuse and physical threats from neighbours. Salvation Army social worker Chris Tekemata helped rescue the family from the housing situation and says racism had been at play and attacks against the family had been reported to police. A spokesperson for the Human Rights Commission said it was extremely concerning to hear of anyone being treated the way this refugee family had before the Salvation Army got involved. I spoke to Anne Hood, Chief Executive of Refugees as Survivors New Zealand, an organisation providing mental health services to refugees, to find out more.
Well, we hear about stories like that from time to time. Certainly we've come across them before, but I don't think you'd say it's common. I mean, our view is that the majority of New Zealanders are compassionate and welcoming, and are trying to support refugees as they resettle. So I don't think it's uncommon, but unfortunately there are always people who struggle with newcomers, whether they're refugees or migrants. I think sometimes people seek refuge as refugees because they're looking for safety and protection. That's the reason they leave their countries, because it's unsafe. So when they come to a country like New Zealand, they are looking for somewhere where they feel that they can fit in and belong and feel accepted. And I think they're highly, there's a high degree of awareness for them around wanting to fit in and wanting to feel that they're accepted by their community. It can be very small things, just in terms of people not talking to them or making derogatory comments maybe, or ignoring them. I mean, some of the things that have happened is that people have been put into houses which are very unsuitable because of the areas they're in. So they may be ex-drug houses, and they have people knocking on the door looking for drugs. They may be ex-gang members' houses, and people come to the door who seem threatening. So, I mean, sometimes it's just the chance of where they end up and what happens to them when they're in those positions. Yeah, I think the only other thing I'd say is that sometimes with some of the agencies who are working to try and support refugees, there's a complete lack of understanding and awareness about their needs. And sometimes people don't realise that they're New Zealand citizens and entitled to exactly the same support as Kiwis.
Well, what can be done about incidents like this? How can those who are responsible be held accountable?
Well, I think a huge amount of work has to be done about awareness raising, about increasing understanding of what the refugee experience is and what it means in terms of the fact that they can't go back to where they came from. They have been given status as a refugee, and New Zealand has accepted them as a New Zealand citizen. And so they should be treated exactly the same as other people. I think understanding some of those basic things is the first step. And then explaining more about, you know, maybe understanding where these people have come from and the extremely dangerous journeys they've been on, and the fact that they've been running for their lives. So sort of getting to the human level of the experience so that people have some comprehension of what it means and how they need to be supported. So how can people make a difference? How can New Zealanders be more welcoming, be more open, be more supportive?
What else do you think fuels this kind of sentiment and behaviour in New Zealand? I mean, like, how much of it do you think stems simply from a lack of understanding of other people and their experiences?
Well, I think we know that it's always easier to target people who appear different from us. And when there's a shortage of resources, say, for example, houses, we see life as unfair and we blame people who appear more vulnerable sometimes. And in my experience, refugees are probably the most vulnerable members of our society because they don't have, maybe when they first arrive, they don't have the same level of English, they don't understand the systems, they don't know what's available and what's okay and what's not. You know, they can be, it is easy for them to become a target. So I think partly it's human nature, and partly, you know, about resource and the resources available in New Zealand.
So do you think refugees are often scapegoated and used as the reason why others may be in a bad socioeconomic situation?
I don't think that that's a general rule. I think that we've got to remember that the majority of New Zealanders do welcome refugees and do see that they have a we have a role to play in supporting the sort of world crisis, as it were. So I don't think we should tar all people with the same brush. I'm saying that sometimes when resources are short and we feel down on our luck, it can be easier to blame those who appear different. And it might not just be refugees, it could be people who come from another country as economic migrants. So I don't think it's just about refugees. I think it's human nature that we seem to look at others who appear different, and it's easier to blame them to sometimes blame the system.
What are some of the other challenges that refugees face coming to New Zealand?
Well, what we know is that the majority have had a very traumatic experience over often many years. And so it's from leaving their country and their family and everything that matters to them behind to the journey to finding a safe place. But then it's about the adjustment and the acculturation into a completely different society, often one that, we, in our case, it's a Western country with quite a different cultural context, and the language is different, the systems are different. Often people have had interrupted education, so that it's a struggle to, as you say, get on the ladder. But what we do know is that within a generation, these people are absolutely thriving and doing well because they're determined. They choose to come because they want a better life for themselves and their children. They want their children to get an education. They want their children to get a job and to have a better life than they had. So the determination and the courage to go for that and the resilience they show is quite phenomenal.
How difficult is it to gain refugee status?
Extremely difficult. So less than 1%. Many people get refugee status, but there are about 68 million people who are displaced in the world, and of those, about 22.5 million have refugee status. And then of those people, less than 1% get resettled in another country. So everything is against you in terms of numbers. So what we know is the majority of refugees are in countries neighbouring the countries of difficulty. So like from Syria, they're in Lebanon or Jordan, or in parts of Africa. So I think the chance of getting to another country is incredibly small.
Do you think we should increase the so-called quota, refugee quota in New Zealand?
I would love to see us increase the quota. However, alongside that has to go the resource. We want to make sure that when people resettle in New Zealand, they have the best possible chance of creating a good life and being able to become independent and contributing members of society, and they can only do that if they're well supported. So absolutely support an increase as long as it's accompanied by equivalent resources. I mean, I think we've got a humanitarian obligation given the crisis there is in the world at the moment, and it's up, hopefully we've got a will as a country to do that.
Right, so what you're saying is it's not just enough to allow these people to enter the country, but they have to be supported when they come into it, otherwise they could be in a bad situation.
Well, initially they must be supported. They come with nothing. They come with a suitcase and some hope. They don't have a family network. They don't have access to education or employment the same way as New Zealanders do. They are very isolated initially. They need help to get on, to stand on their own two feet and then to start making their life. It's like us being put in the Mongolian desert or something and told to survive. We probably need some support to understand the system and how things work. It's no different for people coming here. Not like they're coming as economic migrants where they actually are coming to a job and they bring some resource with them and they have all their family members intact. These people are coming with shattered lives. I mean, I guess I would just say, we're a mental health service, so we know that these people coming to New Zealand have the resilience to make it work, but they just need a hand up to get going and to stand on their own two feet.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.